you want a teaser?
Season 2 is going to be set 50 years after Season 1. So Jefferson is going to be an old man running his scrapyard. D4 and Prim are going to have had a long career.
We will be dead at that point.
Oh, will you? All right, they'll be dead.
40 to 50 years is the lifespan.
Okay, so they're dead.
We're probably dead. And
so, Tom, I wanted to ask you, in those 50 years, did a war between the Prometheus, between the Silurian Arc and the Lorendi, was there a war?
There was a small Cold War. Tensions were still high, but due to the actions and the evidence gathered by the Epsilon Shift, no actual physical conflict broke out. Tensions remained extremely high, and despite the official positions of each government being one of absolution on the part of the other, knowing that there was the Lorendi behind the entire tensions, the common people, the people on the street, are a little bit longer in the tooth than that, and they struggled to forgive quite as quickly. So there was a small Cold War, but nothing ever came of it, and their tensions did still remain quite high.
Okay, so when Season 2 starts, those tensions remain high. The Lorendi and all the other civilizations are at a tense peace, and actually that extends beyond just that one particular border. Like, Promethean and tensions are still high. Everyone is sort of pointing guns at everyone. It's tense. It's an intense political situation.
So just to confirm, all of our characters could apart from D4, be alive as in this time?
Yes. Pax and Jefferson will be old. Damson will be Damson. D4 will be dead. Korchev will be old.
I think Prometheans live a little bit longer than humans, could be wrong.
Yeah, but you'll still be old. Like, you're still...
Yeah, I'm pretty much sure Pax will be dead through something or other.
I mean, yeah. Well, it depends.
I think there were a couple more clones of Venom Page that turned up.
For the record, John, in terms of just what I'd planned, there were 100% more clones than what you've seen.
Of Venin or of other people?
Of Venin, as far as you don't know. It could be open to interpretation as to whether there were other people.
Yeah, so there was definitely a few more.
There was definitely more Venins.
There were more Venins that were discovered in those 50 years. And every time it came up, it ended up as like a very macabre execution. Venins are despised.
The other thing is, John, is some Venins look exactly like Venin. Some Venins are disfigured and on various scales of sort of like deformity,
mm-hmm.
depending on how successful they were as Venin, as like when produced. So yeah. Some of them are indistinguishable and some of them are horrors.
Okay. That's good to know. I might include some horrors. Who knows? I mean, no, I won't.
Yes, I will.
Yeah. Politically, a very tense galaxy. Venom pages turning up every now and then and being executed by whoever finds them. Like, Lorendi, Dendu, I nearly said Asari. That's the wrong game. Ashen Forged, humans, Prometheans, Valna, anyone that discovers a page kills him. And I'm going to add in that there are a few minor skirmishes. So nothing official, nothing legitimate, but there are some border planets between Lorendi space and the rest of the galaxy where a small fight went down and both sides denied any involvement, any engagement, but some people died.
So are you telling me there was a Bay of Pigs in space? Tune in for season 2.
On a heartwarming note of a Cold War.
Here's a fun fact. Let's see what we can guess. I just, out of curiosity, told my computer to print everything I've done on season 1. Guess how many pages it came to.
I'm so sorry, Tom.
564.
12.
One page.
Wait, hang on. Is it a question of how many pages you wrote or how many pages we used?
And it's how many. Well, it's not even how many I wrote, because they're not all full pages. But that, how many pieces of paper does it, what does it want to print off what I've written?
But again, is it what you used or you
wrote? It's what I've written, not what you did.
What you've written.
85.
I'm sticking with 534.
So to print off season one, according to this program, it wants 194 A4 pages.
Jeez. I overestimated your planning.
And how much did we use? Those
3, front and back.
A post-it note.
Yeah. That's generous.
Incredible.
I'm actually surprised that we survived that last. Well,
Are you?
Yeah, well done, Deke. I mean, you deserve the end that you got.
Yeah, definitely.
It was quite beautiful.
I feel like D4 was the savior throughout.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, by default, because I'm the only one with healing spells.
But you also were the voice of reason.
You're also the only non-murder hobo.
Hey, I was not a murder hobo.
Yes, you were.
Fuck off.
You were a professional murder hobo. You're a bounty hunter.
I never murdered anyone. The one point in time...
Apart from all those people you murdered.
No, the one point in time where I nearly went murder was when I nearly shot Steve in Peloton because he beat Ozan and Pax. And I didn't shoot him because someone called me out on it. That was the only murder hobo action I took, and I didn't actually follow it through.
That's the closest we got to character development for the entire series.
All I'll say is that Pax and Ozan, specifically Ozan, less Damson, but Pax especially, I would say Pax actually, more than Ozan.
No.
Well, Ozan died, so Pax had more chance.
Pax and Ozan are the two most difficult characters I've ever had to DM for. And I swear to fucking God, I hope I never DM for them again.
I'm really not looking forward. Like, based on what you have all said, I am...
We're going to be much worse for season 2.
Genuinely,
this is Tom's time to get his
own. Yeah, this is season 2, Tom's revenge.
Yeah, but John's not the one I need to get that much revenge on. John's not been that bad. He's been a bit bad at times, but not bad.
I mean, mostly what you need to get your revenge on me for is just being a bit of a twat whilst you're talking.
Oh, you mispronounced a word, I'll jump on it.
My main issue to get revenge on you is the fact that I don't think you've ever fucking, in the last 6 sessions, rolled less than an 18.
Yeah, I did have a plus 10 to attack.
Yeah,
you've been rolling incredibly fucking well.
I've not even been rolling well. I've been rolling around 10 and 12.
Go on, Tom. Which one of us are you going to get? Do you want the revenge on the most?
It's so hard to say. I mean, it's...
I know the answer.
Pax lived longer. I feel like...
Just by extension.
I feel like I got the revenge on him.
Yeah, but how much did Aaron learn?
Nothing. Well, no, Damson was better.
I feel like Damson was just different. Like, if he was just more subtle. Like,
he was a bit more reserved on the breaching charges. Like,
yeah.
Ozan would have just blown them up straight away.
I mean, yeah. Yeah, I would have done that. If I'd survived that spacing, then my plan would have been to, like, jump out of the Luciola with my mag boots. Like, I'd have bought a spacesuit, and I'd have jumped onto the side of the Shattered Tower and just littered it with breaching charges, set them all off, and then jumped into whichever hole was big enough and just started shooting my way through that. That would have been...
John Woo style.
Yep.
But yeah, Pax was a fucking nightmare. Like, genuinely, John, for season 2, just prep the first room where you come across someone and then just presume we'll fight them.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Here's to season 2.
Roll on season two.
Esposito is dead. Long live Esposito.
And look out for the Christmas one-shot, boys.